This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I haven't talked to anyone in so long.
We will rise up to the top. They will never bring us down. We won't fade into the night. Allah help us.
Of March. Exams are finally done. I did my best. I remember me and my dad would sit at the dinner table and I would tell him I was going to be the greatest doctor in the world. So great that they would put me in some doctor hall of fame or something. But I guess that was just a dream, because right now I don't know if I'll even graduate as a biomed student, let alone become a doctor. It's not that I don't want to be a doctor anymore, but all this time when I was sorting out the funeral and the family stuff and other things, I could have been sitting in the library till midnight revising to make sure that I passed with like flying colours. Or would I? I mean, I would have revised, but not till midnight. The only time I used to stay out late was when I was hanging out with my friends. So could my father's death have kept me away from hanging out and getting into trouble? Or better yet, making sure I do my exams?
Adam, how big is a problem? Any problem? Most of the time, the answer to this is how big we make it. There's an Arabic proverb that says, "Hawinha wa tahun," which translates as, make the mountain into a molehill, the opposite of the famous English proverb. In other words, shrink your problem to its smallest possible size. How do I do that, I hear you ask? Several ways. Number one, shrink it by remembering what is worse. A woman who had suffered for a long period of time, but never buckled, was asked, "How are you able to be so patient and so composed?" She said something amazing. She said, "Ma usab بِمُصِيبَةٍ فَأَذْكُرُ مَعَهَا النَّارُ إِلَّا صَارَتْ فِي عَيْنِي أَصْغَرْ مِنَ الذُّبَابِ." Whenever I am afflicted with a calamity, I am quick to remember the hellfire. And at once my calamity diminishes in size until it becomes in my eyes as small as a fly. That's the first way of shrinking it. The second, shrink it by thanking Allah that the calamity itself was not worse. If you had lost an eye, God forbid, thank Allah that you didn't lose both, Brother Adam. You've broken an arm, thank Allah that it wasn't your spine. You've lost a parent, thank Allah it wasn't both. The famous worshipper Muhammad ibn Wasi' was afflicted with a skin ulcer. His friends were horrified at its sight. And so Muhammad said to his friend, "Alhamdulillah, أَنَّهَا لَيْسَتْ فِي لِسَانِي وَلَا فِي طَرَفِ عَيْنِي Alhamdulillah, that this ulcer is not on my tongue or at the edge of my eye. Alhamdulillah, it could have been worse. A poor, blind and handicapped man was heard repeating this phrase, "Praise be to Allah who has preferred me over so many of his slaves." So a man said to him, "May Allah have mercy upon you. What is it exactly that Allah has preferred you with?" And the man, he said, "Allah has gifted me with a tongue that remembers him and a heart that praises him and a body that is patient with calamities." This is the second way of shrinking the calamity. A third way is shrink it by thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that your calamity was not in your deen. It wasn't in your religion. Let it be in the dunya. As Umar ibn al-Khattab, he would say, "For every calamity that befalls me, I see within it four blessings. Number one, that it wasn't in my religion. Number two, that I was not prevented from being content. Number three, that it wasn't worse. Number four, that I hope the reward in it." Allahu Akbar. Number four, shrink the calamity by counting the favors of Allah upon you. How sad it is when we become blind to the countless blessings that we've been showered with, and we can only see that one or two blessings that have left us. I mean, is this fair? When Urwa ibn Zubair's foot was amputated because of gangrene, a man said to him, his name was Ibn Talha, that قد أبقى الله أكثرك عقلك ولسانك وبصرك وإحدى رجليك. Don't worry, he said, because Allah has kept the majority of your body intact. Alhamdulillah, he said, you've got your mind, you've got your tongue, you've got your eyes, you've got your hands, and one of your two feet. Urwa, he said, ما عزاني أحد بمثل ما عزيتني به. No one has offered me better condolences than you. Allahu Akbar. And others have complained of limited finances. So they were asked a question, would you sell your vision, your eyes for 100,000? They said, no. Would you sell your ability to hear? They said, never. Would you sell your ability to speak, to articulate yourself? Would you sell your mind, your kidneys, your pancreas? Each time the answer was a clear no. So it was said to them, in reality, you're a multimillionaire. How can you complain of poverty? That's another way of shrinking it. Another way of shrinking it, number five, by remembering that much like a summer's cloud, it will pass, it will pass. Think about those who were previously tested with an illness or the loss of a loved one. How were they at the time? Some perhaps doubted that they could ever recover. But guess what? With the passage of time, they did recover. They moved on. And what was once a heart-wrenching tragedy became, alhamdulillah, a distant memory. All those you see around you at this moment in time, smiling, laughing, and enjoying their lives, I ask you, did they not cry with pain at one point in their lives? They certainly did. But with the passage of time, alhamdulillah, it began to change, and matters were restored. Sheikh Ali Tantawi, he said something beautiful. He said, as for those who are suffering due to an illness that has depressed them, or poverty that has saddened them, or an oppressive imprisonment that has restricted them from family and children, or a sinful tyrant who harasses them during mornings and evenings, he said, a day will come when all of this shall become a memory and chit-chat during gatherings with friends. When I realized how much my article had impacted Adam and how many are suffering just like him, it inspired us to start this series and help many more like Adam. I invite you to benefit from the complete series available on onlinemasjid.islam21c.com.